FM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got love.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there we go.
Press the button.
Oh,
good morning.
A bit
How are
rusty.
You today? Yeah, I am actually.
Good.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm
good
just
weekend.
Enjoying. Yeah, I'm feeling fresh, ready
Me
to
too.
Go.
2 days off. I love it.
What did you get up to, Creamo?
Super busy. Business stuff. Went down to Sydney twice. Just making it happen.
Oh, business. Those renovations are coming along.
That they are.
Maddie?
I had a great weekend, actually. Just chilled in Newcastle and went for a little trip yesterday around town. Had breakfast in Hamilton and then I went down to the brewery.
Man about town.
For a beer at lunch. They opened up yesterday for the first time. Great to see those guys cranking again. Jade, though.
Yes.
Something different I noticed on the weekend. Where did you go to?
Morpeth. So I went out there for a bit of a family celebration, which I'll tell you guys later at 7:20.
You know what? You really need to spread your wings, Doug. There are other towns in the area.
Oh, we did go for a drive out to Hunter Valley. Like, went to like Colvin and went through Abermain and stuff like that. So it was nice.
There are other places.
Jade's like, not ones that I'm going to be the future mayor of.
In Cremo's words, which has become one of my favourite quotes, you like what you like, Maddie.
Yeah, but you need to be adventurous in life, you
no,
know?
No, I've told you I'm a creature of habit. If you like something that's amazing,
why, don't you
why change?
Lunch out at the lake or something.
Maybe another day.
In another life.
Yeah. Speaking of going to lunch, we went to lunch on our Friday after our photo shoot, which was nice.
We did. We did. And it was so much fun. And actually, I had to get some muscle out when we went out to lunch on the Friday, which I'm going to tell you guys about.
See, I was late, so I missed this.
You
I
missed
can't wait
the
to
muscle.
Hear this story.
I flexed my muscles to get something that we needed. So I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
When you say you flexed your muscle, you spoke about your knockers.
So, yeah, I did.
Okay. Jesse J. Domino kicking off your Monday morning at 105.3 New FM. It's 8 past 6. Good morning. Jesse J. Domino, this is 105.3 New FM. A beautiful day on the way. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
And we went to lunch together on Friday afternoon. It was really, really, really
the
nice.
Beaches, Merriweather. Yeah. I love what they've done with the place, actually. It looks so good. A lot of the clutter out.
A lot of the clutter out. Yeah, it you know what,
new
though?
Owner, isn't it? From
new owner,
a year or two ago.
But
within the last 2 years.
It was packed. It was so busy. We rocked up there at peak time. So trying to get a table was a nightmare because obviously a lot of people at the moment are reserving their tables. So, Creebo, Maddie and I took Maddie there. We were on our way there just before you, because you had to go duck off to the post office.
Can I just say, what a diva Creebo really is.
Have it out.
No, come on, say your bit.
I just find it hilarious. Crevo's like, oh, you know, I have to go separate to you guys. And then sure you order my lunch. Make sure you order my lunch so I don't have to wait for it. Like,
wasn't it. My thought was, because I knew leaving Jade was hungry.
Yeah.
And you do not get between Jade and her food at a pub.
Yeah, it was
starving. Am I right? So I was like, you know what? I'll just send a simple pub meal that I know they'll have, a palmy. Just order that and I'll pay you.
Funny thing is,
so that all the food comes out at the same time.
All three of us ordered the exact same meal, which was great. And it was really yummy. The chicken. Mwah. But anyway, the best bit was, so we get there and we're looking around for a table. Maddie and I are hunting. We're scouring. They were packed. And then I was evil-eyeing, and there's just a couple taking up a table of five. And I was thinking,
obviously, with the laws at the moment, you need to be seated to drink and eat. So you can't just sort of be walking around the place.
So you guys were illegally hanging out.
And we were loitering. So I'm sitting there, well, standing really, because I couldn't get anywhere to sit. And I'm standing there and I'm sipping my wine and I'm looking around. And then I'm like, Maddie, that guy's just finished his meal. And I'm trying to get a good view of the other guy's plate.
He's just poked the last bite of steak into his mouth.
And I've turned to Maddie and said, how long is it etiquette So before you can go in and swoop in and say, hey, you guys, I've just seen you finished. Can I take your table?
Premium spot as well on
really
my
really good spot.
View of the ocean.
So I'm Ben, sorry, Maddie's then going back to the bar and he's like, look, I'm just going to leave you with this. So I'm on table duty. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going in. So I'm going beeline for the table and I'm just going, hey guys, there's two guys. Said, oh, look, I've just noticed that you finished eating. Are you going to be around for much longer? And they're like, oh, no, we're probably going to head off now. I said, oh, well, look, if it's all right with you, I'm just going to stand here so no one else takes the table.
I'm standing like maybe 10 metres away and I can see her through the glass, like putting her feminine wiles to good use. I'm like, Jay.
And so they get up immediately. So I'm just standing next to the table, just sort of looking at them and they're staring at me.
What did you say to them? This is really the clincher of this story.
Oh, okay.
So you were asking them about how their day had been, what they'd been up to.
And they're like, oh, it was good. We went for a swim. I said, you're crazy. It's so cold. And then...
you're crazy, girl.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, we just went for a swim in the bars. I said, oh, you didn't go for a surf. They're like, no. I said, oh, I've just got back into bodyboarding, but I haven't gone in for winter at the moment because it's so chilly. I said, they don't make wetsuits for my body size because I'm top heavy,
big
tiny
boobs
waist.
And small waist, she says.
Yeah,
and
I said, so you know what I mean? Big boobs, small waist, so I can't fit into any wetsuits. And then they just sort of awkwardly laughed and I said, oh, this is awkward. Look, I'll just wave my mate down and we'll take your table. And then they got up.
They would have loved that.
Yeah, 100%.
It's handy having a girl around like Jade sometimes.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? I just would be too insecure to go up to two straight guys at a pub and be like, get out of these chairs.
But
you need
thank
to
you
know
to
how
them.
To do it in the right way, which yeah. you did.
Make them feel a little bit awkward.
No, just hang around.
Story and hang around. Don't leave. And they left.
I believe you got video of it.
I have a video of it. So later we'll post that.
Excellent.
It's very funny. What's next is what's in Jade's box today. Very cool prize on offer. We have a family pass to the Nova Cruise Whale Watch. See whales now direct from Newcastle City on a Nova Cruises while whale watching novacruises.com.au. Whoever typed that needs to be fired. If you want to play, 13-10-09, give it a shake.
All right. The clue is you got to give it a pull if you want to get the good stuff out.
Very good. Okay. The lines are open. Playing next. That number again, 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. The Novos. UFM. What's in Jade's box?
We have a family pass to Nova Cruises Whale Watching Cruises. Wide drive to the bay, see whales now, direct from Newcastle City on a Nova Cruises Whale Watching Cruise, novacruises.com.au. These are really good, I hear. I've yet to go on one.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to try and do it this week. I'm so excited.
Fingers crossed.
It'd be awesome. So it's a family pass.
Family pass,
right,
correct.
Now. All right. All you got to do is figure out what is inside Jade's box.
All right, I'm going to give it a...
13-10-09. Lines are open if you want to crack at this.
Hey, this is... Listen out. This is what it is.
I wonder what that is.
Well, you know you saw it go in.
I didn't. I actually don't know.
Oh, really?
Good guess.
What was okay. the first clue?
You got to give it a pull if you want to get the good stuff out.
Ooh.
Now, okay. What have we slipped inside Jade's box?
Let's give another clue.
Ooh, okay.
It's Monday morning.
I've
needs
got one.
Some warming up.
Okay.
So, some people will use this as a straw holder. Some don't.
A straw holder?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a canister type thing?
A straw.
Well, like, why would you need to hold a straw?
I know what you're talking about now.
Creevo gets it.
I only learnt about it probably in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
All right, closing the lines in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
This is going to close.
Done.
Four,
missed
three,
out.
It's out. Oh, well, we'll take the whale watching cruise.
That yeah.
We're going, guys. We're going.
Oh, someone's
calling. Take the call?
Let's take this.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just...
New FM, who's this?
Oh, g'day, it's Eddie.
Eddie, how
Eddie.
Are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Really good.
You want to play What's in Jade's Box? You just got yeah, in mate. There, brother. You just got in there.
Awesome.
So, Eddie, where are you and what are you doing?
On my way to work.
Nice. Whereabouts are you on the roads?
I'm at Hexham.
Hexham. Is it busy? Is the traffic pretty good at the moment?
Oh, no, it's pretty good. Beautifully nice.
Nice one. All right, let's do this. What do you think's in Jade's box for this Nova Cruises whale-watching cruise, mate?
Is it the little silver thing on top of a chain?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go. First.
Easy as that.
So, Eddie, are you using it as a straw holder?
My wife does, I don't.
Yeah, it's the best way. So it's a little trick. If you ever, like, pop a can of Coke, guys, and you don't need to push the little tag back.
Oh,
you
I use that all
place.
The time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then you
I've never used it that way.
Stops it from moving about. It's really good.
Good stuff. 13:10:09 next. We're talking what's your deep fried delights, but our news time next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So, guys, look, I'll be honest, I don't know the ins and outs of the NBA, but I know you guys are both sort of into it.
I just like the
biggest stars.
I just like the hats.
Yeah, well, you're wearing one right now, the Chicago
and the
Bulls.
Shoes. You like the shoes?
Yeah, and the shoes.
So I thought, you know what, this might be up your alley, but also, like, this is a big round of applause to one of the Maitland Mustangs rising stars, Tiger Cantor. He signed a rookie contract to play in Japan's basketball league.
Oh, that's cool.
Really
isn't that
cool.
Awesome?
Yeah.
So that's huge. He's, you know, 21 and he...
Is basketball big in Japan?
Yeah, huge.
It's massive. Yeah. Massive. So if
and
he plays
baseball,
his,
even bigger.
Yeah. So if he plays his cards right, like, he might end up in the NBA.
Yep.
If it all goes well over there.
That's definitely a chance.
It's so funny how they've adopted that American culture.
Mm.
Like the sport, like, really, do you ever really hear basketball and baseball being big anywhere other than North America?
Japan and then, like, South America, certain countries,
yeah.
Cuba and stuff, they love the baseball stuff.
Wow.
I remember when I was in, I think it was primary school in the late 90s, when they try to get new sports to take off.
At, just laughing at you playing basketball.
Not basketball, baseball.
Like 4 foot one.
No, baseball. So they send out, like, the people ahead of the sport round to the schools and they do a little, you know, demo and they try and get you to sign up play it. I remember when baseball was the sport when they were doing that at one point in time here in Australia. It was great.
We had softball.
Softball? Yeah.
What's the one? No, T-ball.
T-ball.
Hitting a ball off a stick. Nah, I'll be right, thanks.
That's more my vibe.
And still, when you're hitting it, you're not waiting for a moving target. You know?
That's why it's Maddie's sport.
Safer. Now, flipping the chat completely right now from sport to delicious food. Obviously, last week here on the show, we made donuts here in the studio. They were horrendous, I'm sorry to say, Jade. That
not
recipe
your
was
fault,
no
Jade.
Good that you brought in.
It was a recipe
the
two of
two
ingredients.
Donuts. And you brought the deep fryer into work, and somehow you managed to get our boss to give you petty cash for that deep fryer.
Yeah, I did.
Which is great. I'm into that.
Unbelievable, really.
Jade suggested last week we come up with a new weekly segment, Deep Fry Delights. So once a week, you nominate a food, anything, and we'll deep fry it and taste it on air.
Yeah. And don't be like chips.
No,
because we get that. We were looking
apple.
For the weird stuff.
Like
that's a
slice
bit left
of apple.
Of field, you know.
We're going to be in so much trouble. We did. I copped it last time because you got all the donut batter all over the floor.
Look.
Somebody's cleaned it as well.
The cleaner?
13:10:09 though, this morning. What's your deep fryer delight? What do you just love popping in the deep fryer? And treating yourself with. If you've got a good one, we'll try it on the show tomorrow.
I love this.
All right, doing it after tonic. If you could only see it, New FM, good morning. Another stunner of a day coming up today. Enjoy the sunshine. Showers later in the week. Tops of 20 degrees at Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, so, guys, very exciting stuff. You know that we do love food here at the show.
Of course. It's a foodie show.
So much so that we convinced the boss to give us money to buy a deep fryer on the show. Now, we made donuts last week, and, Jade, you come up with a very good suggestion because
thank
it costs $20.
Yeah.
We can't just use a deep fryer once, because really it was going into your kitchen cupboard, let's be honest.
Yeah, CJ. Well, it is there. I'm keeping it safe so it doesn't, no one else from work takes it.
What we thought we'd do is, just because bringing a deep fryer into the studio is a laugh, we're going to do a weekly segment, the Novo's Deep Fry Delight. So once a week, you nominate the food, any food you want us to deep fry, and we'll try it live on air.
That's right. So it could be in things that are a little bit left of field, you know, not fish and chips. Everyone gets that. You go to the shop and blah, blah, blah. Right? We're after the weird stuff.
Mm.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kimberly, how are you this morning?
Good. How
are you? Really good. Thanks. Now, do you own a deep fryer? Are you part of the club?
Yes, we own a deep fryer.
Okay, excellent.
Guilty as charged.
All right, so what is your nomination for the Novo's Deep Fry Delight this week?
Oh, deep fried ice cream.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's mouth-watering.
Hey, Kimberly, don't you love when you go to a Chinese restaurant on the Lazy Susan, you spin it around and there's a crispy bowl of deep fried ice cream, caramel sauce. Oh, it's delicious.
You'd be surprised before they drove that, because I didn't know what deep fried ice cream was before. Then I got this job in a Chinese restaurant at the Windale Gates Bowling Club. And my boss is like, come on, like, you got to try new things because I can be pretty fussy. And then next minute, he puts one in front of me and he's like, try it. Like, you got to know what the customers are also talking about when they order it.
Yeah.
It was the best decision I've ever made.
So, Kimberly, how often are you having deep fried ice cream a week?
I don't want to get fat or anything, so
just four.
maybe once every 2-3 months.
Okay,
just to be sure.
Yeah, it's a sometimes food. We get it.
Balance. There you go. Recommendation from Kimberly: the Windale Bowling Club's deep fried ice cream. That's on the list. Thank you, Kimberly.
Morning, Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, guys, how we going?
Hey, really good. So we hear you like deep-fried delights. What's your poison?
Okay. Kimberly, I'm sorry. I'm going to actually one-up you on this one, darling. You've got to actually get the deep-fried ice cream, but before you deep-fry it, add some banana and chocolate inside.
Wow, okay, yum.
Now you're talking.
Hey, Trev, when's the last time you got on the scales, mate? What are you clicking in at?
Mate, I'm clicking out 110.
Ooh, how often are you eating the deep fried ice cream?
Once a fortnight.
Once a fortnight.
At least you're on a schedule.
That's solid. I like it.
I'm loving the deep fried ice cream. Thanks, Trev. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Last call. If it's deep fried ice cream again, I'm guessing that's what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Michael, good morning.
How you going?
Doing good, Michael. Mate, do you own a deep fryer at home?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Now, what are you popping in there? What is your nomination for the Novo's Deep Fry Delight?
Beer battered oysters.
Oh.
Now, that sounds like a crunchy meatball.
Now, a lot of people dislike oysters. Now, why is the battered deep fried oyster better than just slurping it out of the shell?
Oh, it's a very much of a New Zealand thing, and it seals all the juices in, and they're great.
What are you having? Just a bit of lemon, or?
No, just a bit of salt and pepper, a bit of beer, batter them up and throw them in, and out they come, and just a bit of salt.
So it sort of starts off like an entree?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, yep. Nice. Give that a go.
Michael, where do you get your oysters from?
Usually up in Nelson's Bay or just local fish.
What about back home in New Zealand? What's your little hot tip for those visiting there for the oysters?
Down bluff oysters are the best.
Ooh,
they sound good.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
So, having them in the bluff.
Two very different cuisines. You can vote Newcastle throughout the show today. Jade's going to pop a poll up on our Facebook page. Deep fried ice cream or the beer battered oyster? Yeah. Whatever you want us to try on the show tomorrow.
I want the deep-fried ice cream.
Oh, that's the oyster.
So do I think.
I'm intrigued. All right, popping that up there soon. Love it or load it up next, Crevo.
That's right. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Okay, 6:45. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. I love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Tomato sauce with your lunch. Three, love it or loathe it? One,
go! Loathe it.
I love it.
See,
give me some herb aioli any day.
I went and got a little ramekin of tomato sauce with my schnitzel and chips on Friday when we were having lunch, and Maddie was very quick to take the mickey out of me.
You were outrageous.
Which, for a young working class man, I'm very surprised at.
Because you puzzle me sometimes, Crevo. You really do puzzle me. You stick your nose up at some foods, and you're like, oh, no, how can you be eating that? I mean, and quite common foods. And then I thought, wow.
Like our tins of rice cream that we love. But then rice. You'll have tomato sauce with your meal.
Well, I'd say they're very different. One's like a rice-based gluggy dessert that's been sitting in a tin for 6 months, and the other is a zesty sauce.
There are better sauces to accompany a parmy.
No, but the chips are great dipped in that. I loved it.
Do you know what I use the tomato sauce on the parmy. I didn't need, like, you know, the old fountain in the little cup.
It's funny because you're just having tomato sauce at the end of the day,
It's
Crevo.
Fancier tomato sauce.
Is it really?
They're not putting your standard table tomato sauce in a parmy, Jay. They're putting, like, a nice proper tomato sauce.
Oh, I disagree. Some places, I honestly swear to God, it just tastes like
Where are you going and they're putting Heinz tomato sauce in a parmy, Jade? At your house?
A lot
Is that
of
where
places.
You're fishing up your husband when you make a parmy at home?
It's the Jade special, like the frozen schnitzels, the ones that are like ground up meat. And then there's tomato sauce. Oh, it's a parmy, Benny.
Put some cheese. I'll just pop it under the griller.
Microwave.
Delicious, in my opinion.
Cooking with Jade. All the time. I mean, look, they're like getting sauce with a parmy. I can forgive, but I mean, if you're getting like a nice, you know, creamy chicken meal with some like chips on the side, and then you dipping it in
like
tomato sauce.
I like dipping chips in tomato sauce.
Just chips. Steak?
No. I'm not an animal.
Here you go.
Millionaire Mark. Can't ruin that beautiful taste of that Japanese Wagyu steak.
You wouldn't dip a ribeye in a tomato sauce, would you?
What's for dinner, honey? A5 Wagyu tonight, Crevo.
I disagree. I think you can. Nothing wrong with
it. You dipping steak in tomato sauce?
If need be. Personally, I prefer barbecue, but hey.
Also, I have to say, Jade, you'll back me up here.
Yeah, okay.
Crevo made a rule on this show. No tomato sauce-based
topics.
Well, I wouldn't have had to bring it up if you guys, if especially you, Maddie, didn't tease so mercilessly about it on Friday.
Coming up after this, we are talking irrational phobias right now, though. Hamish with the news at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Maroon 5 Sugar, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, of course, Big Brother, massive show last night. I loved that. One of the challenges in the show is that they had to face their, like, everyday phobias. Now, these things were quite bizarre. Mm. So, it's almost like in the casting process, they were like, you know, what is, like, the most menial fear that you have? And it's so funny. Some very interesting ones. Angela was afraid of dogs. They had, like, this little poodle in
and
there.
It was so
carried
cute.
On like a crazy woman. I've got an example of Sarah. She's afraid of knees.
It's just like a nightmare. I get severe anxiety. It's deep in my brain, and I've tried everything to be able to get rid of it.
Sarah's fear is technically known as genophobia. Sarah.
One's got a band-aid on it. That's not safe.
Give them all a good rub.
So there's three holes in the wall, right, in this tiny little room with three human knees sticking through it. And Big Brother's like, rub the moisturizer into it.
Like, rub the lotion on the skin.
It was gross.
13 10 09, what's your irrational phobia this morning? Taking your calls. We've got beautiful Hunter Valley wine to give away this morning.
Now, it was like 2 minutes ago, Jade. You were like, I'm not afraid of anything, really. And I was like, well, what about PowerPoint?
Yeah, okay. Oh, that is true. So I don't like plugging any electrical device into a PowerPoint that has the switch already as on. I always watch my hairdresser do this. They're just plugging the hairdryer in and out.
It's fine.
No, it's dangerous. And I was actually thinking about this. Because you know me, I'm always turning the PowerPoint off.
Yeah.
You have a power board over here that I sometimes do plug my PowerPoint, a laptop into.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but I...
It freaks you out. Watching you try to plug or unplug from a power board is like watching a chef trying to grab a piece of carrot out of a boiling pot.
It freaks me out.
You're going in for a pinch, you're afraid to get there in your finger, and then you just do it.
You know why? Because I always spark. I always see this little blue or green spark, and I'm just, one day, someone is going to get electrocuted.
Nah, that'll be fine.
All right, let's take a call, shall we? UFM, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, how are you today, brother?
Yes, good, thanks, mate.
Now, you seem like a pretty masculine kind of guy from the sound of your voice and chilled out. You wouldn't be scared of anything, would you? What is it?
There's a couple of things I'm scared of.
Okay, two. Excellent.
Putting eye drops in people's eyes. I hate doing that.
Really? That's a fear? Do you squeal? Do you start to cry or get hyperventilating?
No, I just crouch and cringe, and I've had to do it a couple of times, and it's just not good.
Aaron, just to set the scene here, brother, tell me, how old are you? What do you look like?
I'm 41. I'm about 5'6", 5'7". Blonde hair, brown eyes.
You've done this before, haven't you, Aaron?
Yeah.
Are you on Plenty of Fish? I think you are. What's your second fear? What's your second fear, Aaron?
Sorry?
What's your second fear?
Spiders and snakes.
How long have you been scared of spiders and snakes for? Has it been like a lifelong thing for you?
Yeah, most of my life.
Were you ever bitten?
No, I haven't, no.
It's lucky.
How much money would it cost for you to get into a big tub of spiders?
Too much for you.
Bang on right there, Aaron. Good
Thanks,
job, mate.
Aaron.
We'll chuck you some Hunter Valley wine. All yours. You can chill out when you put some eye drops in somebody's eye next. What a great story. See, people have very irrational fears.
Weird fears.
I always wonder where they come from.
Well, yours is heights.
Well, I feel like that's quite common.
Still a bit irrational.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a chat about my little expedition to Morpeth yesterday for my mother-in-law's birthday.
Oh, now here's a treat. There were problems with the gift purchasing, wasn't there? You were trying to, like, upshow.
Look, outdo I just want nothing
other.
Wrong with wanting to give the best gift.
Okay. We'll
it's
do
like
that
Survivor.
Next. 17 past 7 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, and it is 7.23. Now, Jade, you've had a little bit of a lunch yesterday with the family that
we
you were
did.
A little bit nervous about.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't nervous, but okay, it was my mother-in-law's birthday brunch, right? Yeah. It's actually a birthday today, so big happy birthday to her. I love you. And that song we just played was her birthday song.
Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
Yes. Because it's a gem. She always goes, this song was written about me.
So, are you like every time? Yeah, it was.
It's a great tune. So anyway, big happy birthday to her. She would have enjoyed that. But look, I'm going to be honest. The couple of weeks in the lead up to this big birthday, I was just in a state because I wanted to get her the best birthday present.
Well, from what I've detected... It's like a competition in your family to buy the best gift.
Well, I think it just might be me that's solely playing the game, but, you know.
All right, so how old did Monica turn?
Oh, she doesn't want me to reveal that, but it was a milestone. It was a milestone birthday.
Let's just say 30.
Yeah, we'll say 30. But yeah, she's not 30, and it was really nice for all the kids to get together yesterday, and it was really funny because Ben and I actually chose to give our present the night before.
To get a head start on the others, you know?
Well, we just didn't want to make them feel bad because we went all out and we got her this beautiful pair of...
Wait. First of all, can you just run through at the lunch the other presents that she received?
Okay, well...
Just a quick, like, run through.
Someone hasn't actually given her a present yet, so that's a fail.
Yep.
One of the other siblings gave her a pair of 9-carat gold... earrings. I think they were koalas.
Pretty good.
Gold.
Not too bad because she's really into Australiana stuff at the moment.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a win, a gold koala.
I don't know. 9-carat gold. I'm saying it would definitely be under $100, maybe $59.95 maybe.
Okay.
I'm just assuming, but I'm guessing around that mark.
Very accurate for a guess.
I was a member of The Price is Right. But anyway, so we got her a beautiful pair of crystal Swarovski earrings.
Swarovski?
Yeah, that could be it. Swarovski. They were beautiful. Stunning. They glimmer. They shine. And they were actually... a part of the mother's range that they had. Put a lot of thought into this.
How much? We don't care about the present. We care about the dollar value.
They were about $160.
Rich. Jade's rich.
Aren't you jealous of the pay she's on? Look at us. Look at us.
Milestone birthday. And I really was thinking, you know.
That's all the money she's counting over there.
No one's going to do that for her. Like, they sparkle. She loves, like, sparkly things. Beautiful. Yeah. I nailed it. So, anyway,
she
was really happy. She wore them to the birthday breakfast, and I kept saying to her, put your hair behind your ears. Like, just to show them off at the table.
Jeez. God forbid if you spent $200.
I know. What if someone outspent you?
No, it's not going to happen. It's the thought behind it.
Make your husband, Benny, pay for them.
Yes, I did.
Of course you did.
You ain't getting involved in
like
that,
like your
honey.
Mother, your car.
But I want all of the accolades.
Yeah.
Put your hair behind your ear there,
Look at those things I bought you.
News time next.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
So just before, we were talking about irrational phobias of Big Brother's episode last night. Very funny. Birds, knees, dogs, bubble bath. Now, your phobia, Jade, is putting... like appliances, plugging them into the outlet on the wall, yeah?
Especially when it's a power board.
So power boards in particular, especially when there's lots of things, other things plugged into it, because they always spark, like blue or green. Some say it's a dodgy power board, I say different.
Okay, so I've got this waiver here. Can you just sign that for me?
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is, Jade, you're going to face your fears right now. Hang on.
It's like watching somebody trying to, touch an oven to see if it's hot or not.
I'm so scared. I don't like this.
Is Big Brother. Jade, it's time to face your fears. Jade is walking over to the power board. And what are you plugging in there today?
It's my laptop.
Your laptop cord. It's a work laptop, thankfully. So if there's a surge, you don't have to pay the money.
Okay.
She's slowly putting it in.
No, I don't like this. I'm going to go for the middle one.
Yay! Just like that.
See, you're absolutely fine. There's nothing to worry about.
No sparks.
Nothing was plugged into that one. I don't like it.
It's even plugged into
it's dangerous.
Wall.
Kids, always make sure if you plug anything in, the power's off.
Yeah, don't do that at home, kiddies.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But also, don't stress that much, Jade. It's just plugging a thing in. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, let me feel your pulse. Give me your hand. Oh, wow. It's actually quite up.
Yeah, I don't like it. It scares me. I must have been electrocuted in a past life.
Hey, next, though, guys, we are doing sliding doors moments. This is after I found an incredible bit of audio. The actor who plays Chewbacca, not an actor before he got this job, and quite an amazing set of circumstances that led him to getting the gig.
Okay, doing it next. Sliding door moments, 7:36, Delamitri right now, New FM. Good morning. Delamitri, Newcastle's 105.3 New FM is 7:40. Currently 11 degrees. Sunny day ahead at Warners Bay, Crevo.
And on Friday, just heard a couple of these like sliding door moment stories. And I thought, let's just chat about it, because sometimes in life it happens where just there's an event or a run of small circumstances that leads to things that completely change your life.
Mm.
And this is inspired after I heard this audio of this, basically a basketball player from Europe who ended up playing the role of Chewbacca. Yes, yeah, Star Wars.
When they revived Star Wars, the original actor, I think his name was Peter Mayhew.
Yeah,
He was quite old and they obviously frail, couldn't do it anymore.
Couldn't do the job anymore, so they needed someone new.
You need a very specific actor to play that role in that suit.
Yeah. Do you really though?
Well, yeah, yes,
he's like 7 foot,
very tall, and you know, just have a listen to all of the things that had to go right for this guy to get the job. It's really incredible.
I got the part of Chewbacca because I had played basketball all my life, and they looked for Scandinavian tall people, 7-footers with blue eyes. And they called the Finnish Basketball Association, among others. And somebody there remembered me from my youth national team days. And I was just doing random jobs around the city and received a call one day from the organization. And they asked, they're looking for a tall, blue-eyed man to be in an unknown project, big budget Hollywood film. Are you interested? And I said, yes, sign me up.
So wow. Just think about all the things to go right. Firstly, he had to be 7 foot, blue-eyed. He had to have been in that basketball association that they called to because they were looking around. They had to remember him because he didn't play there anymore. And he had to be out of work, basically, and agree to a project that he had no idea what it was.
To be fair, though, if you were approached to do a big budget Hollywood film, you'd just quit whatever job you were doing, right?
So, would you, though?
Yeah.
Because the job will only realistically, Jade, filming shoots only go for about 3 months, 6 months if you're lucky, and then they're over.
I'm telling you, if Baz Luhrmann approached you and was like, hey, Jade, we want you for this big budget new film I'm doing, it's going to make you a star.
I said, as long as it's
you'd quit here quick, smart.
I'd say, Baz, mate, as long as it's a lead role, nothing less.
But quite the sliding door moment. You're 100%
like, for
right.
All those things to just fall into place stars for that aligned guy is just incredible.
Mm, it's like the photographer that we had taking our photos on Friday.
Yeah, Geordie, Jay Penowitz Photography.
Amazing girl. And she was actually at a Delta Goodrum perfume launch. And it just so happens someone fell and cracked their head open behind the scenes. And she was there to take photos. Turns out she has a medical degree, so she's actually a nurse as well. And they went out and said, look, we're after a nurse or a doctor. If someone's here, we've had an accident out the back.
Yeah.
So she got, you know, she put her hand up, I'll help, went out the back, fixed her up and everything, got talking to the girl, exchanging stories, you know, what they're doing here and all that sort of stuff. Turns out this woman that fell and hurt herself was from Sony, and looks after, you know, like Delta Goodrum, Guy Sebastian's, all the famous acts and whatnot. And that was basically her in to photographing all the concerts for these people and all the artist photo shoots and whatnot.
What a great story.
Isn't that insane?
Delta Goodrum perfume launch.
And so that launches your whole career.
It launched her whole career. So wow. Now she takes all, like, you know, the album covers and all that sort of stuff. It was fascinating. But that, likewise, like similar sliding doors thing.
Does it make
thing.
You feel good, Jade?
Yeah.
That Delta Goodrum's photographer took your photo on Friday. You feel like a real star now?
No, I do a little bit. I feel a little bit more special. 100%.
Another sliding door moment. A little bit darker than the Chewbacca story, but hey, still all
the person was fine in the end.
Yeah, they were all right.
Oh, yeah, well, good to know. Very good. Jackson, what's the goss up next? What's in the way, friend?
Yeah, SpongeBob's in the news, and Anna Kendrick's hitting back at people that are sort of shaming her online for dissing Twilight.
Okay, doing it next. 7:45, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Ah, Jackson is here. What's the goss, my man?
So Anna Kendrick did a little bit of an interview with Vanity Fair, just discussing the highlights and lowlights of her career. Mm-hmm. She talked about Twilight, and ever since, the internet's been trying to cancel her because she said this about what it was like working in the volatile weather conditions.
I just remember being so cold and miserable, and I just remember my Converse being completely soaked through and feeling like, you know, this is a really great group of people. And I'm sure that we would be friends in a different time, but I want to murder everyone.
Whoa.
Yeah, so since then, all the celeb websites have been saying she hates everyone that she worked with on Twilight, trying to cause beef. She's come out on Twitter just yesterday, actually, and she said, actress makes dumb joke about the cold weather, but you turn it into clickbait anyway. Thought we were done with this bullshit since 2014. Okay,
Yeah, no, rich, they're cool.
Rich people problems, though.
No, could you... I get it, though, Jackson. Like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, if you're freezing cold... And it makes you miserable. Everyone's miserable. Like, they're, like, below freezing temperatures.
Think of the money, though, in the profile that she received from that movie, and she's whinging about wet cons.
Like, she's been well paid for that job. If it's one thing if you're out doing, you know, filling potholes and it's, you know, minus 20 degrees and raining. But if you're getting paid however many millions...
Well, it didn't sound like a very happy set because they were freezing.
Well, I mean, imagine those two, right? You've got Kristen Stewart and her, both pretty, like, Debbie Downers at times. Maybe it was that. I mean, what did she expect them to film it at, like, Santa Monica or something?
And
like,
just Photoshop the mist summer. In later? Not going to happen.
Yeah, well, you should get online and troll her.
No, I'm not into
cancel.
That either.
Cancel. moving on. SpongeBob SquarePants have come out and said that he's gay.
I did see this yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's long been thought that that was the case. But did... You know, for them to actually say it, that's cool.
Well, yeah. I wonder how old SpongeBob is meant to be. Because I always thought he was, like, playing a kid. But then you think about it, he lives in a house under the sea. So he's a homeowner.
Yeah, and he wears a tie, doesn't he?
Do you reckon Squidward's gay?
Not a clue.
No idea. There'll be another 20 years before they release that.
That's really cool. I wonder why it took them so long to announce that.
Well, it's Pride Month over there, so they've come out and said that that's in celebration.
Oh, good stuff.
Very exciting.
SpongeBob, who knew? Thank you, Jackson. Coming up after this, we're talking Nobby's Breakwater. Jade, of course, you went for a little walk the other day, and you came back with some interesting observations. We're going to chat more about that after the news at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
Yeah, that's right, Hamish. Rate the Music is back. Your chance to get your little mitts on the playlist and tell us what you want to hear right here on UFM. And I love seeing the different prizes that they get for Rate the Music, what they dangle for listeners.
What's it today?
Pop on and do it. Today is free fuel. So if you pop online, ufm.com.au, takes under 10 minutes. You can have your say and you could be walking away with a tank full of free fuel.
Nice.
How good's that?
Nothing like getting free fuel. I love it.
You're driving around extra.
I'm pretty sure with these fuel cards as well, you can, like, get servo snacks as well. So if you want to, you know, put some in the car, some for you, all
and
good.
And a Pluto pup or something.
I don't think Caltex have
Pluto pups,
Grievo.
Oh,
maybe they do. Who knows?
Hmm. Well, guys, I've been walking the Nobby's Breakwater a fair bit lately. And
that's good. You're exercising. Good to see you're out and about somewhere other than Morpeth.
Getting out and about. And I noticed
another crockery shopper.
The last couple of times, like I've been there and I've been looking around, and the view's beautiful.
Of course.
All love the view, lighthouse. It's gorgeous. But I know I'm a little bit shorter than the average person. 154 centimetres. And as you get more towards the end of the break wall, you really lose the view because of the big concrete blocks they've got there along the edge.
And they're painted as well. Mm.
Some of them are painted, some of them aren't. Like, it's a real mixed vibe there. And I was thinking, it's one of Newcastle's most beautiful spots. And I think it just needs to be revamped. I'm just going to put it out there. I sort of do think it's a bit of an eyesore when it's one of the best primo spots in Newcastle. Mm. And you get down there and you get to the end and there's really nothing to see. You could be looking out to the beautiful ocean, counting all the ships that go past. But you've got to sort of go around and find the perfect spot between the two big rock blocks.
I do love the little boy that's down there off the side of at the end of the break wall and the little seal that sits on there all the time.
That's cute, but I don't know. I just think we're undervaluing it. I reckon we could do a lot more with it.
What do you guys think of those giant pencils along the break wall?
Never thought about them, really.
Yeah?
I've always wondered, it's an odd choice of...
Newcastle's had a long and checkered history when it comes to big things, right? Like, let's put some big pencils on the break wall.
Now you mention it, weird choice.
It doesn't really fit in with the nautical theme, but on 131009, taking your thoughts on revamping the break wall after this, because I've got an idea that we could, really bring a lot of tourists in.
Okay, here comes Mayor Jade yet again. Ed Sheeran, Khalid, this is Beautiful People, live across Newcastle. Tops of 19 degrees at Nobby's today, Jade. Woo! Tops of 20 degrees at Maitland today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Beautiful sunny day ahead. And right now, it's time for our new segment, Jade Reviews. Today, Nobby's break wall.
Believe it or not, Jade isn't at home. He's a message.
That's right, guys. So I just mentioned I love doing the break wall, walking.
Don't we all? I did it
jogging
yesterday,
it occasionally.
It's beautiful.
It's a great part of the world.
But the thing is, as much as I love it, I just think we're just underselling it.
You're calling the track ugly.
Yeah, basically. I just think it's, it is a little bit of an eyesore. Apart from the ships that go past and the ocean view towards Stockland, once you sort of head out towards sea...
Is there a shopping centre opposite? Is there now Stockland?
Sorry. I was thinking I need to go shopping later in the back of my mind. But no, other than that, once you head out towards the sea and you're doing the walk... The big blocks, the big concrete blocks just keep getting bigger and bigger and higher to the point where it really does block out a lot of the view. And once you get to the end, there's only really a couple of pocket holes where you can see out towards the sea.
I don't think so. You can still see. My only issue is the big pencils. I actually think that the look of the break wall fits in with Newcastle's history. Because really, it's an industrial town, and the breakwall is kind of industrial. So, I get it.
Mm.
I'd never actually thought about
rustic
the look of it until you brought this up.
Yeah,
and I think I'm with you. I think it could be really lifted.
A really good tourist destination. So, listen to this, right? I jumped on Google, and Campbell Doherty wrote, "Great walk out to sea, the end of the breakwater. Would be better if they had a fenced area around the port building so you could get a view from higher up." So I think they're talking a little bit more towards the end.
So
but
this is Google reviews right now.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Nicholas, long walk out with nothing at the end. So there's a few of these places where people do walk and you sort of get to the end. It's like me. I had to stand on a couple of rocks. And Ben's like, "Don't fall, Jade."
That's
but I couldn't
the beauty
see out.
Of it, though,
no, I disagree. Couldn't we take down some more of the concrete blocks? Because they did this in the past. It actually used to be 42 meters high. I jumped on Google and did a quick look. So why can't we remove more and then put a nice safe barrier around? They did a beautiful job on the Anzac Walk. Couldn't they do something similar there?
I think sometimes practicality has to take precedence because it's actually there for the safety of the ships that go into the harbour. It just happens to have a walkway over it. It wasn't designed just to be walked on. It's actually...
Well, I know they actually removed the initial blocks because apparently the boats weren't getting enough wind in their sails.
I think that's the bit where the lighthouse is.
Yeah.
Now, my idea, because you brought this up, I've been thinking about it, I think what you do, you leave what's there exactly where it is and just build a cool wooden jetty above it. like a couple metres up. Imagine the views the whole way.
Better.
You're elevated above the whole thing. You leave what's there and just put something right over the top.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Something like that. Like a skywalk would be
good. That's right. Like, like the Anzac walkway. You leave exactly what's there so there's no issues with the
or history.
Yeah,
I know history's a big part of the break wall.
Run something a couple of metres above it, elevated the whole way. Look incredible.
Yeah, like imagine you put a deck. Like right at the end, there's a big deck that goes out over the water. You could even extend it.
The whole way.
It does get very... The sea gets quite violent, though,
Yeah, but it's no different to how it is now.
Yeah, and they've built jetties before.
Yeah.
You know, that's the technology's there.
Yeah, I reckon we could easily, like similar to Crevo, maybe elevate a walk above it and then have at the end, like, a big deck, viewing deck, so you can see 360 views.
If you're worried about paying for it, easy. Just install a couple of those pay-per-view telescopes. They'll pay for the whole thing.
Yeah. A lot of good whale-watching opportunities and that seal, like you mentioned, and the dolphins going by.
We'll love Nova Cruises.
They're looking for projects, you know, construction projects to get us out of recession, so
nothing better.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
And I even thought to the point, too, where you could, lease out the space, to, buskers. You could have a part of the break wall called
that'll
buskers.
That'll pay for it.
Buskers, no, thanks. Point. I won't do the walk anymore.
Or you could put, a coffee cart. You could rotate coffee venues on the way out so you can get a coffee down at the end.
I do like that idea. You know what I mean? Like a coffee on the go.
I just think there's so much potential to make it better and get tourism up
imagine,
there.
Right, you're going for a nice relaxing walk, do the break wall, and then you hear this. Shock me like an electric ear. The lights of Xavier from Big Brother at the end, set up with their little lamp.
I don't mind that. Adds a bit of fun. Be like Santa Monica.
Hey, just the vibe.
Yeah, I get it. So I think we should put something up on Facebook because we'll try and get the mayor on and pitch her some ideas.
Look, I can draw a sketch and then I'll put a sketch up.
Let's get dot points
first. I'm no architect, but I'll try. And then we'll pitch it to the mayor and see what she has to say about it.
All right, it's 8:15 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Taylor Swift on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Time for a bit of a TV wrap.
NASA was meant to come on this morning, but he's fallen through. He's online 3 hours ago.
Slept in.
Maths from a decade ago.
Bitchy.
All right, kick it off with MasterChef. It was very exciting last night. It was, of course, elimination night. A lot of speculation about who was going home.
So hang on, how many people are we down to now in the MasterChef?
I think it's 9 now.
Ooh, it's getting close.
Yeah, in the MasterChef. Such an old lady way to say it. How many left in the MasterChef?
I saw it on the Facebook. Anyway, so of course it came down to the last few. They do a first round, get rid of the best, the best of the last, and then they had 3 or 4 in the final cook-off. Khan was sadly going home, and the judges were to the point where they must really all get on so well, because they were actually...
Crying.
They were crying.
No.
Like, Melissa was crying, visually crying. Jock was getting a bit shaky in the voice, which for a hardened head chef... Surprising.
You're very emotional.
Yeah.
You're
really into MasterChef, aren't you? I'm on to Big Brother now.
Yeah, well, you at the start, remember how excited Maddie was to get into MasterChef? It's going to be different this year, guys.
Speaking
he
of
gets
Big
too
Brother.
Hungry watching the episodes.
That's a good point. Big Brother killing it. Obviously, first week back, the revamp Big Brother, number one in the ratings. There's like a little tussle going on between The Voice, MasterChef and Big Brother. Mm. Big Brother's coming out on top. And wow, last night's episode was incredible.
Didn't disappoint.
The drama.
You're into it, Jay.
Now. I gave it a real good go last night. I sat there. I stayed committed. It was a roller coaster of emotions, Maddie.
Yeah. Well, did you see Sophie and Chad, two of the contestants? They've been getting a little bit close throughout this whole thing. And they finally hooked up the first couple of 2020.
Spooning.
Little spooning sitch going on there. And of course, Chad, everyone on socials is kind of saying, Sophie, what are you doing? His nudes were leaked because he used to do porn.
Right.
Oh.
I sent them to you last night, Jay.
Did
you have a little peek?
I didn't. I showed my mother-in-law. We were like two screaming girls on the couch.
Never good. Very dramatic episode last night. Angela, she's just amazing. I'm going to say
go girl.
One of the best contestants on reality TV ever. She's, you know, rallying her little troops. It was nomination time, time to evict. She won the challenge.
Yeah.
And she wanted to take down the self-titled King and Queen of the House, Talia and Dan. Talia, oh my God, she's very unlikable. She's actually come out today and said, hey, so they've edited me wrong, blah, blah, blah. I feel like every single Big Brother contestant, you know, has
gets
said that at
wrong.
Some point.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
But I mean, this is the moment before she was evicted from the Big Brother house last night.
Look, I've obviously clearly rubbed people the wrong way. But if I don't like you, you know about it. I can say that there is people sitting on the couch that definitely I don't like. And I think everyone's going to be on their tippy toes after today.
Now, I love that what Angela has done because earlier on in the night, Tali had threatened her and said,
yeah,
if you win and try and evict Dan or myself, there'll be blood in the Big Brother house yesterday. Angela's like, no, not happening.
Yeah, Angela really, and that's what I really love about her is that she's just into fairness. And she's like, no, you can't go around thinking you're the top dogs in the house. That's not how this works.
Somebody overly outspoken on Big Brother, who would have thought?
No, exactly right. And, of course, over on Channel 9, The Voice continues. I think it's the final blind auditions tonight. Bit of drama there. Kelly Rowland and Boy George up against Guy Sebastian saying he's cheating and using dirty tactics.
Rule-breaking.
Bit of a rule-breaker. So that's
scandal.
Happening there. So, yeah, reality TV on fire at the moment. I'm
it
loving
is.
It. So
very
good.
Good stuff on.
All right. Now, coming up next after the news, we're talking about our photo shoot. Lots happened there. Lots to tell next. New FM.
Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
DeNovo's.
DeNovo's.
New FM.
A massive shout-out to our mates at the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Very busy weekend, as we just heard in Hamish's news there. 8 missions, Muswellbrook twice, Armidale twice, Gunnedah, Old Bar, Merriwarr, Foster. You might have seen it flying above
Wow.
over the weekend. And, of course, they need all the support that you can provide. Rescuehelicopter.com.au. Jade, you know, we've done a lot with these guys. And, of course, you did the Leaders Leap last year raising money. And they just do incredible work.
They really, really do, you know. And it's a free service for those who need it in emergency. And hey, if you can donate, why not? You never
Please
know
do.
When you'll need it.
Well, it's good exactly to hear right. that little kid from Old Bar fell into a fire. I mean, this is the type of work these guys do. So incredible stuff. Up next, though, our photo shoot happened on Friday, Creeper, and wasn't that an interesting time?
It was fascinating.
Was it?
Yeah, because, like, I brought a spare T-shirt. I thought, that's cool. You came with a whole basket, like a laundry basket, piled with clothes.
I did, yeah. Got the jokes. You're moving in.
It's a girl thing. It's a girl
thing. It is.
Thing.
You got to be prepared.
You bought a special outfit for the occasion too, which was interesting.
Me?
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I still look
outfit
like a
shopping.
Whale in the pictures.
You look good.
I'm not using that one.
You know when you see a photo of yourself and you're like, wow. Yep. I showed my mum and she started laughing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you looked good, man.
Yeah, I'm not taking a straight man's opinion on that.
Okay, fair enough. What do I know? Nothing. Anyway, the photo shoot, all of the...
Reveal after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, the thrills and spills.
Okay, I believe you have some audio which I'm excited about.
Yep.
It's 8:38 with the Novos right now. Bruno Mars, Count On Me at 105.3 New FM. Good morning. 105.3 New FM, live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creva. Of course, we had our big photo shoot last week and a big thank you to Geordie from Jay Penowitz Photography. Incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy with them. Well, I'm not with mine because I look like a beast, but that's another story.
That's not her fault, though. We think you look amazing. You look great.
She's great. Love her.
Maddie's like, dieting starts now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you even showed them to your mum.
Yeah, she laughed.
That's right. A bit mean, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's home
life. Family life.
Yeah, they can get very real. Now, Jade, you did come in with a whole clothes basket full of clothes. Plus, it looked like you stole this from your airline days. You know the little trolleys they take down the middle of the aisle with all the food and snacks?
Yeah.
You had one of those full of makeup, which
wheels.
Was kind of amazing.
Yeah, makeup case on wheels. Love that bad boy.
Where did you even get something that big?
Oh, look, I studied becoming a makeup artist when I came.
Really?
I was a makeup artist out of school. So
another career that Jade had. One of the things that amazed me, though, was you sort of did your own laughs to get yourself to smile in a certain way. I've got a little sample of it here. It was like Jade doing her own laugh to make herself smile, and you're like, whatever gets the natural smile.
Yeah, there she is. We're standing to the side, and there's Jade, and then she just comes out with this. I'm like, what is she laughing at?
Nothing happened. The lady's just taking some test photos.
It's actually funny because the Geordie, the photographer, actually made them laugh as well.
Yeah, they're like, we need to get this on Instagram.
Photo shoots are awkward.
It's very unnatural, isn't it?
Yeah, then we had to hold Jade. I mean, it's better than the old photos that you guys got done.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh. When you say hold me, it's the classic photo that happens at a lot of bridal shoots where the groomsmen will hold the bride like a sausage.
Like a sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a Bunnings sausage sizzle, Jade, you know?
It's
two
funny.
Two men and a sausage, like two buns and a sausage.
Basically, yeah.
I showed that photo to Emmy and she's like, geez, it really looks like you're struggling. How weak are you? And I was like, well, that's a bit insulting. Anyway, it was a great photo shoot overall. Maddie, you, in fact, were a little bit more of a diva than I expected.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I was
you were.
Quite good. No, how was I a diva?
Well, you were like,
explain.
Get my good side. Make sure is there a way to make me look thin? And then you're like turning all different ways. Let me change my hat. Is my hat positioned right?
And it's funny because you were so stiff at one point, she told you to put your arms behind your back.
Just to listen,
my arms
up.
Are too long for my body.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I never noticed that before,
Jade,
did you, Jade?
You can't criticise anybody.
Oh, hey. You look great, Jade. You look fantastic.
Sweet. That's awesome. Can I please change to that other jacket real quick? Don't worry.
Anyway,
outfit after outfit change we went through with you.
Jay Panowitz Photography.
Amazing.
Hit her up on Instagram.
Yes.
She's got some great specials for weddings and stuff at the moment. So I was actually looking at her Instagram and they're very good deals.
She actually did the wedding photos for our drive-through wedding. So if you saw any of those amazing photos, stand out.
Right. Yeah, she's a top-rated wedding photographer in the region.
In the top 10 in Newcastle,
yeah.
In the Hunter.
Yeah. Unreal. Check her out.
It's 8:49. Good morning. Jay's favourite song, Tones and I, Dance Monkey. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. And we've got an update on our little deep-fried delight segment we did earlier.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, that's right. So, obviously, we put it out to you this morning. We've got a deep fry here at the show, and we just thought, you know what, let's put it to good use. Every week, you nominate a food, we'll deep fry it live on the show and try it. So, it can be any food you want.
Could be anything.
Now, we did get a couple of suggestions this morning from Kimberly and Michael. This is what they suggested for the very first Novo's deep fried delight.
Oh, deep fried ice cream.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's mouth-watering.
Beer-battered oysters.
Oh. Ooh, that sounds like a crunchy meatball.
Something we all got very sexual over the food, didn't
did we?
It sounded like it.
Neither did I.
Well, Kimberly sounded very like, oh, oh. And then when mentioned the
Michael.
Michael mentioned the
oysters.
Maddie, you're like, oh, and I'm like, oh.
Well, you know what they say about oysters.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Really? It's delicious.
Yeah.
Jade, you did put a poll up on our Facebook page.
I did.
And
how
I'm
are we
really
going?
Hoping it is the oysters.
Okay, guys, for the first deep fried delight on the show tomorrow, the winning deep fried item was the ice cream. 84% to 16% for a deep fried oyster.
Jeez, people are really thinking we need to test this ice cream situation out.
Sounds good.
Real talk. Mm. It's cheaper for us to buy.
That's true, and I hate oysters.
Bucket of ice cream.
Off the hook.
Yeah, very true. Good. You all do right. hate them.
So tomorrow on the show, you're popping it back in the boot, bringing the deep fryer in. We're having deep fried ice cream on the show.
Oh, kids
what a healthy
love this.
Breakfast.
Sorry, mums and dads. Kids will be in the car going, why can't we have deep fried ice cream? Sorry, kids.
Not till
you're 18.
Oh, that's right.
Make your own bad life choices.
All right, that's us done. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. But Jackson, what's in the way?
Yo, I've got some intentions.
Yay!
I love that.
Good stuff.
You too as well.
Good old you too. Takes me back.
Does it? Where to?
2000s.
Oh, okay. Also too.
Oh, classic Kesha. Isn't it great?
Kesha and Pitbull. This is 305.
Awesome.
It's my party jams.
Excellent. Right.
Well, that's us done. We'll have a great day, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.